The bonds with our parents shape our adult lives. As you grew up, did you ever notice how your friends' relationships with their parents were often completely different from yours? They might have been closer, more distant, or even not getting angry. Our relationships begin forming from birth, influenced greatly by the care we receive as children. Children develop strong bonds with their parents when their needs are consistently met. Psychologists refer to this as having a secure attachment. In the 1960s, developmental psychologist Mary Ainsworth conducted the infant strange situation test. This test studied how babies reacted when their caregivers left them alone in a new room or with strangers. Ainsworth and her team observed families at home and discovered that babies whose parents were sensitive and consistently cared for them felt the most secure. When these parents left the room, these babies showed signs of missing them but were still able to continue playing. Upon their return, the babies happily greeted their parents before going back to playing with their toys. Parental disconnect and its impact on children. Some children experience inconsistent care and lack of affection, while others don't have their needs met at all. In severe cases, parents are completely out of touch with their children's needs. They may even scare them or show signs of being scared themselves, which can deeply upset a child. When children experience this situation, they develop insecure attachments that lead to unhealthy behaviors. These behaviors include ignoring their own needs and feelings, feeling anxious all the time whether their parents are around or not, and sometimes being scared of their parents. Children who grow up with insecure attachments often struggle to overcome these challenges. These attachment styles continue into adulthood and affect how we relate to others, including our own children. Attachment styles and adult relationships. Children who are insecurely attached grow up feeling disconnected from their emotions. They don't feel safe in the world and find it difficult to trust and connect with others. As adults, they struggle to form healthy relationships and may find it challenging to build supportive bonds with their own children. Children who form strong bonds grow up with better communication skills. They learn to handle their feelings and understand themselves and others, making connecting with their children easier. Parents aren't necessarily doomed to be bad because of their upbringing. You can learn to form secure attachments later in life. To do this, reflect on your childhood experiences, possibly with a therapist, and recognize how they affected you negatively. Only then can you begin to heal and create an environment where you can build strong connections with your own children. Ensure children are safe physically and emotionally for a strong bond. As a child, you might have gotten hurt while playing. It could be a scraped knee or even a broken bone. But you healed over time and probably forgot about those accidents. Some childhood experiences are hard to forget, and they can continue to cause pain even into adulthood. When children go through scary or harmful situations, it affects how they grow emotionally, socially, and mentally. It also influences their overall health. From 1995 to 1997, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Kaiser Permanente studied how childhood experiences affect adults. They interviewed over 15,000 people about tough times like abuse, neglect, and troubled homes. The study found that those who faced these issues as kids had more trouble connecting with others, handling problems, and staying healthy. They also tended to live shorter lives compared to those with more stable childhoods. Shielding a child from physical and emotional harm isn't just about keeping them safe now, it's also crucial for their future growth. Parental aggression and child safety. Parents can sometimes pose threats to their children's safety. Whether it's through physical actions, harsh words, or even just their expressions and body language, children can feel scared and unsafe. It's natural for parents to get frustrated sometimes, but it's crucial to monitor our emotions and avoid being aggressive. One useful tip is to practice deep breathing exercises to stay calm when things get heated. Even calm parents can get angry sometimes. We're all human, after all. When this happens, it's important to apologize to our children afterward. Spending time with them soon after helps them feel safe again and fixes the relationship. It also teaches them that relationships aren't always perfect but can always be fixed. The final essential step in ensuring children's safety is communication. By openly talking to your children and helping them understand and deal with their experiences, whether it's bullying at school or harm from a family member, you teach them they can always come to you for safety. Recognize children meets their needs and encourages self-awareness. Truly understanding children makes it easier to help them and lets them understand themselves better. Think about the person who knows you the best, probably your closest friend. Even if you're very different, they still accept and understand who you are. Parents need to know their children well and respond to what each child needs. But this isn't always easy. Sometimes, parents let their own wishes get in the way of really understanding their kids. For example, a father who dreams of his son becoming a college athlete might ignore that the son actually loves music and wants to learn an instrument. Imagine a mom thinking her daughter is not doing well in school because she's lazy when the real reason is that the daughter is having trouble fitting in at school and feels anxious and unmotivated. This can hurt their relationship and cause the child to believe she's lazy. For example, a girl with poor grades might think that she's just not trying hard enough. To help your child, take time to observe her closely and try to understand what's really going on. Avoid making quick judgments or assuming things without knowing the full story. Your children's behavior. Instead of just observing your children's behavior, try to understand why they act the way they do. One way to do this is by talking to them directly. Giving them a chance to express their thoughts can provide valuable insight into their personalities and feelings. Set aside regular time for conversations, like at bedtime, during dinner, or on the way home from school. While they might not always open up right away, creating this space for communication helps you better understand them and learn how to support them in the best way. Comfort distressed children helps them manage emotions later. Imagine a toddler having a tantrum in a mall while their mother desperately threatens them, but the child only becomes more upset. Instead of punishment, soothing the child can be more effective in calming them down and preventing future outbursts. Research in a Texas school district showed that when teachers responded to children's emotional outbursts with comfort and empathy instead of timeouts or punishment, the children calmed down quickly. This approach helps children learn how to handle their emotions and become more resilient over time. Over time, children can reduce the intensity, duration, and frequency of emotional outbursts as they learn how to calm themselves down. Parents can encourage this by teaching their children simple ways to manage strong emotions when they feel overwhelmed. Here are a few tools to help. Create a calming space. Set up a special place at home where children can go when upset. This space should be peaceful and comforting, not a punishment or timeout area. Favorite calming music. Children can listen to a song or playlist that helps them relax. Physical activity. Encourage activities like dribbling a ball or running around to release energy and calm down. By using these methods, children can learn to handle their emotions better. Help children cope with emotions. Movement can help people deal with emotions and is often used in therapy. It's also important for kids to know they can always ask their parents for help. You can create a special signal or word to make it easier for your child to ask for support. When your child shows distress or has an emotional outburst, it's important to respond by being present, listening carefully, and showing care through words and actions like touch or your tone of voice. Lowering yourself to their eye level can help reduce tension, and always being understanding is important. With regular support, children will learn to calm themselves, even when you're not around. Help children cope with emotions. Movement can help people deal with emotions and is often used in therapy. It's also important for kids to know they can always ask their parents for help. You can create a special signal or word to make it easier for your child to ask for support. When your child shows distress or has an emotional outburst, it's important to respond by being present, listening carefully, and showing care through words and actions like touch or your tone of voice. Lowering yourself to their eye level can help reduce tension, and always being understanding is important. With regular support, children will learn to calm themselves, even when you're not around. Children benefit from feeling safe, seen, and soothed. When children feel safe, seen, and supported, it helps them grow and thrive. Think of trying skateboarding for the first time. If you're given a helmet and knee pads, you feel more confident to take risks, even if there's still a chance of falling. In the same way, when children experience consistent care and security, it boosts their confidence and emotional resilience. This sense of safety strengthens their brain, helping them handle life's challenges better. Just like babies in the strange situation test who thrive when they feel secure, children who grow up with this support are more likely to develop strong relationships and succeed in life. To help your child feel secure throughout their life, you need to keep working on your relationship with them. This means being there when they need you, like when they're nervous before a big game or upset over a broken friendship. Even when they're frustrated with you, it's important to show up. Each time you do, you remind them that they are loved and supported, which helps them feel more confident. When children feel secure, they are more willing to try new things, knowing they can always count on you when things go wrong. The power of support, how being there helps kids grow. Picture a shy child at their first playdate with their mom staying close by. The child might try joining in, but if they feel nervous, they'll go back to their mom for comfort. This could happen several times during the playdate. Eventually, with her support, the child starts feeling more confident and joins in more with their new friend. Over time, as this support continues, the child starts feeling safer and more secure. This feeling of security stays with them as they grow up, helping them become confident adults, know they are valued, and feel they can handle whatever comes their way. Key points 1. Strong bonds with parents help children develop emotional security and healthy relationships. 2. Inconsistent care can lead to insecure attachments and affect behavior into adulthood. 3. Healthy communication and emotional support help children build trust and handle challenges. 4. Parents should observe and understand their children's unique needs to strengthen their bond. 5. Offering empathy and comfort during emotional outbursts teaches children to manage their feelings. 6. Creating a safe, supportive environment helps children feel secure and confident to explore the world. 7. Being consistently available for your child builds their confidence and helps them navigate life's challenges.